From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. There's no saying when most European airports may operate again, but not as long as thick clouds of volcanic ash keep pushing into European skies from the eruption in Iceland. Thousands of flights are now canceled and passengers around the world are stuck. Grace Schofield of Huddersfield, England, says after an emergency appendectomy in the U.S. on Saturday, she's had about enough of her New York vacation. And besides, she says she's nearly out of cash.
I want to go home. I just want to go home now. I'm fed up and we have no money.
Stephanie Alderson of London is also waiting in New York for skies over England to clear. She says much more of a delay could be a problem not only for her but for some of her pets at home.
We've got dogs and cats and fish and things, and the dog and cats are okay, but the fish might die.
Airports in Germany, France, and Nordic countries are now closed. Officials say there's a chance some flights may start into and out of Ireland later today. Gay rights advocates hail President Obama's ruling that same-sex partners must be allowed to visit their loved ones in hospitals accepting Medicare and Medicaid, and that covers virtually all the hospitals in the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the ruling a big step to end discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people who are often kept away from their loved ones even as death nears in hospitals. President Obama is pledging $6 billion in new funding for NASA, and he's outlined his vision for deep space exploration, but there's lingering skepticism. Mark Simpson of member station WMFE in Orlando, Florida, reports some space workers worry the plan will not help Florida's space coast enough after the space shuttle retires later this year.
Nearly two dozen space shuttle engineers watched the president's speech at Shuttle's Dugout, a bar and grill just down the road from the Kennedy Space Center. Space program contractor Bob Mullen says Mr. Obama's proposal to spend $40 million creating new area jobs is good, but won't have a big impact on the 9,000 shuttle workers scheduled to lose their jobs later this year.
I think he may have said some things that'll help mitigate the damage he did by the cancellation of Constellation as a whole. But, you know, it was bound to happen anyway with the cancellation, with the fly out of shuttle.
The president announced plans to scrap the Next Generation Constellation program in February. The space shuttle is scheduled to retire later this fall with only three missions remaining. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
Space Shuttle Discovery astronauts have loaded an Italian-built cargo carrier back onto the shuttle, and Discovery is set to leave the International Space Station tomorrow with landing scheduled in Florida on Monday. Stock prices are down in Asia today, investors worrying about growth that might prompt inflation. This is NPR News. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to hold a confirmation hearing today on President Obama's most controversial judicial nominee to date. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more on the nomination of Berkeley Law School Associate Dean Goodwin Liu.
Liu, nominated to the Federal Court of Appeals based in California, is highly regarded as one of the nation's leading liberal academic thinkers and writers. He's endorsed many liberal positions, from affirmative action to gay marriage, but he's also supported school vouchers and charter schools. His critics call him far to the left, while his supporters, including a number of conservatives, praise his fairness, independence, and open-mindedness. Republicans are particularly apprehensive about Liu because they see the 39-year-old as a possible Supreme Court nominee in the future if he's confirmed for the lower court. The son of Taiwanese immigrant parents, Liu was born in Georgia, was a Rhodes Scholar, helped launch AmeriCorps, and has received the American Bar Association's highest rating, well qualified. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is moving forward on financial industry regulatory overhaul despite Republican objections. Reid says a bill could come to the Senate floor as early as next week, although Republican Bob Corker of Tennessee says he doubts that. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the bill amounts to a permanent bailout guarantee for banks. Democrats, including Reid, deny that. Reid says McConnell's position is, quote, as Orwellian as it gets. Democrats say that if stronger regulations had been in place, the financial meltdown would not have occurred. Reid says in a news conference, "We have talked about this enough. We've negotiated enough." Still, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner meets with Republicans today to seek their support. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.